helping Ubley lead the USA Patriots, after one quarter on the WLW Sports Game of the Week here. Couple schedule changes so far. North Huron versus Peck is not happening because of a loss of power at Peck High School. So that North Huron versus Peck game is going to be rescheduled for tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at Peck High School. That's at Peck, just making sure here before we... All right, it is at Peck, just confirming there. North Huron at Peck moved to tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And so far, Harbor Beach versus Vassar, a highly anticipated game. That is being under delay right now due to weather. 4 yards to go for Ubley here. Now left to right across your radio in their white jerseys, black pants, and black helmets. Second and four for the Bearcats. Jeff Wright under center working off his right hash. Three men in the backfield. And it's a handoff to number 47, Rosenthal. He has the first down. Both arms on that football, and he gets across to the 47-yard line before he's knocked down by a couple blue jerseys there, being led by number 16, Dominic Guardian. First and 10 for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Dominic Guardian there had a little help from Hunter Streeter. Guy, you'll hear that name quite often, Hunter Streeter. He seems like he's in on just about every tackle, Clark.
11:50 left in the second quarter here. 8-0 Ubley leads. As the Sebring ambulance is actually taking off for a call at the moment. First and 10, it's a handoff, another one to their fullback. Oh, Rosenthal breaks free of one tackle at midfield, gets across to the 47 where he's brought down by number 55 of USA, Chandler Fritz, the senior linebacker. We saw his number a lot when I was watching this game last week against Sandusky. Now brings up a 4.5, 4 to 5 yards on second down now for the Bearcats, now into USA territory. They now have 103 yards in offense so far.
Sandusky at Reese. Clark, I don't know if you mentioned that one, is in a lightning delay as well.
Okay. Second and 5 for the Bearcats. We'll take a closer look at the Reese game in a second here. As the handoff to Derek Brown, he's across the 45, down to the 43, just shy of the first down marker. And they say they're going to want to measure this one. Nope, they're just going to give it to him.
I think that's it. Good call there, Clark. Seemed pretty obvious from up here, but of course, everything looks obvious from up here, doesn't it?
I think the official just wanted to do his arm aerobics for the night. As it's a first down now for the Ubley Bearcats, first and 10 from the USA 43-yard line. 10:45 left in the second quarter, Ubley leading 8-0. T formation for the Bearcats. We have a fumble, and it's going to be picked up by a blue jersey there. Jeff Wright didn't have it from the get-go. And we are going to have...
Jeff Wright got it back.
Again, I can't see that guy out there. Where is he? Who are these guys? Number 20, Derek Brown, jumps on it and saves the fumble from going to the other side. And now they switch out footballs. We had a hint of rain here for a hot second.
Chandler Fritz going to get credit for a tackle there on that play.
10:15 left in the second quarter. Ubley Bearcats with the ball at the USA 44-yard line. T formation, and it's going to be a keeper. Jeff Wright around the left end. He has crossed the 40, and he's going to be brought down at the 38-yard line for a 6-yard gain. Brings up a third and manageable now for the Bearcats, working now off the left hash.
Austin Harper in on another tackle for USA.
9:45 before halftime. Third down now for the Bearcats. USA looking for a critical stop here on defense.
Third and 5. This is definitely USA's best situation so far on defense to try and force fourth down.
Just about everyone in the box for USA, and they hand it out to Rosenthal, their big man, and he gets down to the 35-yard line. He is shy of the first down by a yard, maybe a yard and a half according to the spot, and now we have a fourth down. Good work by the USA defense on third. What do we have at fourth?
Tackle made by the junior, Cole Finkbeiner.
9 minutes remain. 8-0 Ubley leads USA. Trying the football off as we have a lot of moisture in the air, whether it's rain or humidity, making for loose balls all over the place. Fourth and 1. Jeff Wright under center. 3 men in the backfield for the Bearcats. Right at the 35-yard line. It's a handoff to Welton. He has the first down. He's still on his feet across the 30 down to the 28-yard line. He needed a yard. He picked up 7, and it's going to be a first down Ubley Bearcats on their fourth down conversion, the first of the night.
Quarterback Tanner Foley makes the tackle for USA.
I'd also like to point out to the right of our studios here in the booth, someone in the USA stands brought either a a beach umbrella or they have a hobby of skydiving, that umbrella is very large. First and 10, 29-yard line for the Ubley Bearcats. T formation, three men in the backfield. Jeff Wright under center. And it's a handoff to the right side, and Ubley's there. USA's there to meet him right at the line of scrimmage. But forward progress has him out to the 26-yard line. Pretty much everyone in the stands was helping out in that tackle as well. Looks like Rosenthal was your ball carrier. And pick your number there, Dave, for the tackle.
The last one up off the pile was 54, Austin Harper. And I actually thought that was Roman Welton on back-to-back carries, Clark.
Austin Harper with four tackles now, and that is my fault there. As now we have a second and seven situation at the 26-yard line, and we have a whistle right at the snap, and this is more likely going to be a false start. Indeed it is on Ubley. So that's going to be a 5-yard penalty. March them back across the 30-yard line to roughly the 31-yard line. And we go from a second and six to a second and 11.
Yeah, it changes things. Not very much for Ubley, Clark. They're going to continue to pound it the same way. Why not? They've had good success, 4 or 5 yards per carry right now, and it doesn't matter who they've been giving it to.
You mean they're not going to pass?
There's no chance of that right now, Clark.
Second and 11 for the Bearcats. Jeff Wright under center. Sound like a broken record up here.
This would be a prime time for him to throw it now that I said that, though.
And Jeff Wright's going to keep it for himself around the left end. His same play that's worked all night so far. He has the first down on his feet at the 20-yard line and knocked out of bounds in the far sideline after about an 11-yard pickup all the way down to the 20-yard line inside the USA red zone with 7:15 left in that before half.
And why throw it when you don't have to? You pound it on the right side 3-4 times in a row. Quarterback keeper to the left side, nobody home. Dominic Guardian from his defensive back position has to come all the way across the field to knock the quarterback, Jeffrey Wright, out of bounds.
And the Chain Gang is getting their work tonight here as they won an official measurement. The ball is right at the left hash across the 20-yard line with about a foot beyond the 20-yard line toward the end zone. Depending on how tight those chains are on the sidelines as they're bringing them out right now, we're estimating it is a first down. No, we're yet in. Ooh, it is a first down
yes,
by a nose of football. That white stripe was right at the first down marker, the rest of the football behind it. But you know what? It's enough for a first down.
It's just enough, and that's all you need, Clark, is enough for the first down. Penalty, totally forgotten about already by
don't
the other Bearcats.
Don't even look at it.
Yeah, it's almost gone. It's gone already.
Only in our stat book. First and 10 for the Bearcats. Now we have another whistle. It's another official timeout. As we're getting the chains set here at the 19-yard line is the first down marker. Is the line of scrimmage. The 9-yard line is the first down marker. Jeff Wright on the left hash and 11 white jerseys with him. Hands it off to number 47 for Ubley. That is Rosenthal. He goes to the far sideline across the 15, brought down to the 14-yard line. And Aaron Sines brings in the tackle, the junior defensive back in their secondary. A gain of 6, we'll be confident with that, and 4 yards to go.
Aaron Sines, first one to stand him up, help from other USA Patriots. Comfortable names you've been hearing often, Chandler Fritz in the area, Austin Harper also nearby to help make the tackle.
Good balance by the Ubley running front as Wright now hands this one off to number 23. That is Roman Welton. And that is Welton's 8th carry on the night, and it's good enough. Close, about 2 yards shy, maybe actually about 3 yards shy of the first down. It's a gain of 2, 3rd and 3.
Ryan Millerwise coming up to make the hit on Welton.
And the Vassar High Reach game, they're back on the field. So that game will continue on tonight. Vassar Harbor Beach, of course, North Huron Peck. That is canceled tonight due to a loss of power. And Peck North Huron will play in Peck tomorrow at 7 p.m. Jeff Wright hands it off right through the middle. He's down to the 10-yard line. Nothing more there. And he's going to be shy of that first down by a yard. And it brings up fourth down. A good stop by the USA Patriots when they need it. Now they need another one here as Ubley is knocking on the door yet again.
And the senior Hunter Streeter has enough of this. Wing Teague makes the tackle, forcing a long fourth down for the Ubley.